Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for a 6:35 first pitch between the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos here in game three of a six-game set. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by a very special guest today, a former Brewers All-Star and a current member of the Brewers player development staff, Ricky Weeks. Ricky, thanks so much for joining us.
I appreciate it very much. Thanks for having me.
You've been here in Biloxi the last couple of days working with the guys. How are you enjoying it so far?
No, I love it. I love it. I think it's always a pleasure coming down and seeing the development paths that the guys are going through that, that I used to have to do the same way. So going through the process and seeing them going through it and be able to be a person that that can kind of, tell them some things, it's always good to be here.
What's it like working with the Shuckers team that's one of the youngest in Double A? What's that been like for you this week?
It's been great. It's been great. It's been the likes of, Jackson, Carroll, and Black, and guys like that. Just seeing them kind of, produce and develop, in their own way. Being here, it's always a pleasure being here just because, now I'm a fan of baseball now, as opposed to playing career. So being a fan and being a part of an organization that I love, seeing them progress to their their levels, it's always good.
How fun has it been this week to watch those guys live in person?
Oh, very much so. It's been fun. It has been fun. I think, when you look back at it and see how hard the baseball game is and then seeing them come out there and trying to work hard and prepare for every day, and with the likes of the coaches here, the coaching staff here, Mike Guerrero, he's my hitting coach in the back in minor leagues. You got Chuck Caulfield. I had a chance to play with him down below in the minor leagues as well. So, seeing that staff and it kind of come to fruition with their help, to guide these young players, it's always good.
When you know the playing side more than most, 10-plus years in the big leagues, a majority of that with the Brewers, what's it been like moving to the coaching side of things for the organization that you played a majority of your career with in Milwaukee?
Right. I wouldn't necessarily say coaching, but I will say on the evaluating standpoint, it's always good. I think, when you play as long as I did and then you come on this side, my number one rule is just, don't forget how hard the game is. And I think, we have that coming into play and you ask questions to kind of get the feel for how guys think and differently. I think that's where you can kind of help the most, I think.
What's been your favorite part of working with the Brewers on the player development side?
Well, to really get to know your coworkers. I think, to get to know the coworkers and also get to know the players, day in and day out, their grind. I think, that's the most important thing about it. I think the camaraderie. You go back to the playing. You don't really miss the playing per se, but you do miss the team camaraderie and ways to get better. I think that's what I'm enjoying the most now.
So how much do you enjoy being able to travel around to the different teams, see the coaching staff, see the players, and be ingrained with the team for a week plus at a time?
Oh, great, man. It's been good because that's what you live for. I think you live for creating wins for the big leagues, and that means coming down and creating relationships, creating major baseball players down below it, as we call. So just seeing that, seeing them, man, it come to fruition. That's what you want all day long in baseball.
On the player development side, what's the biggest thing you've learned in the last couple of years in the Brewers organization?
Well, the biggest thing for me is just ask questions. I think as people in general, I think the more questions you ask, the more you learn. And I think we're in a learning sport. I think I'm on a learning side of things now as well. So just learning, asking questions, and being available, and just being well informed. That's probably the biggest things for me.
You were with the Brewers for majority of your career. You saw a lot of those great Brewers teams. You played alongside Prince Fielder. You got to play at Miller Park when the Brewers were one of the best teams in the National League Central year in and year out in the early to mid-2000s. What was your favorite part of being a Brewer and being in the Brewers organization on the player side of things?
Oh, man, like I said before, it's 100% the people. I think, when you go out through life period, but on our side of things in baseball, we spend more time with our teammates, our coworkers, than we do our families sometimes. So I think that's the thing that you enjoy the most is going out and trying to see those guys and see those players excel, see your staff excel and evaluate players more. I think those are the things that you miss the most.
On the moment side of things, you've played in all-star games, you've played in big-time regular season games, you've played in playoff games with the Brewers. What was the biggest moment on the game side of things that really stood out to you in your Brewers career?
Oh, man, like you said, I've been an all-star. I have walk-off hits and things like that. But I think the number one moment, I think, for me was us making the playoffs back in 08, the first time in, 29, 30 years or so. I think that was a very special moment for me, for our team, and the city of Milwaukee.
Well, that was an incredible playoff run, too. Right. Couple walk-offs. That that was a blast to watch, and especially a team with CeCe Sabathia, you, Prince Fielder. I mean, you look back at those team and go, wow, we were incredible.
Yeah, we were pretty good. You know, I think we were pretty good. I think, you know, we left some, and it was up staying on the table, but for the most part, you know, you can't take the times back. And I think looking back on it, seeing the things that we did and the kind of, you know, team chemistry that we had, I mean, that's what you search for every day for these guys right here.
Well, Ricky, thanks so much for joining us. It's been a blast having you down here,
boys. Yes, sir. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos at 6:35.